I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump, by the end of this day, is expected to be acquitted of the twin impeachment charges against him in the Senate here in Washington. That became apparent last night, with Republicans promising to hold firm in denying the Democrats the support they need to subpoena witnesses, key among them, former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. In a reported book excerpt, Bolton says the president had told him he was withholding military aid to Ukraine until he got a public assurance it would investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, at the heart of the impeachment case. Now it appears Bolton will not get the chance to testify, and the White House is seeking to block the publication of his book. More on all this from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Some observers were surprised to hear retiring Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee say that he will oppose calling more witnesses. He said there's no need for more evidence. Alexander was considered a pivotal vote, as was Maine Senator Susan Collins, who's announced that she will vote to allow witness testimony. With a 53-vote majority, a handful of Republican senators would have to defect from party leadership and vote with Democrats to keep the trial going. If that happens, more arguments, as Democrats press to hear testimony from former National Security Advisor John Bolton and others. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Australian Health Minister today confirmed there are now 9 cases of the coronavirus in the country. Australians returning from Wuhan in Hubei province in China, the epicenter of the virus outbreak, are being quarantined on Christmas Island. Many countries are evacuating their citizens from China, while Australian authorities are negotiating with Beijing to get more of their nationals repatriated. The United States is warning its citizens to avoid travel to China, and Pakistan has halted all flights to and from China and will delay the opening of a key border crossing with its neighbor. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. China is reporting almost 10,000 cases of the coronavirus, reaching out from Wuhan, the epicenter across the country, with some 200 deaths. In Geneva, the World Health Organization has declared the epidemic a global health emergency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the decision to declare the coronavirus a global health threat is not a vote of no confidence in China. On the contrary, he says WHO has full confidence in China's ability to control the outbreak. However, he adds it is urgent that countries worldwide act together to control this unprecedented outbreak. The WHO Emergency Committee says it is still possible to interrupt the virus spread, provided countries take strong measures to detect the disease early, isolate, and treat cases. The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. It calls on countries to implement decisions based on evidence, not on rumor and misinformation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Americans arriving home from China are talking about both the reality and the abiding fear of the virus. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
People arriving at Los Angeles International Airport say fears of the virus definitely impacted their visit.
Nobody goes on the streets.
Every shop is closed.
There's nothing to do. It's not fun at all.
Judy Zhu visited her family in Shenzhen.
There's no symptom for the first, 1 to 2 weeks. So that means you could carry virus without knowing that.
Li Jing's family is in Chengdu, away from the epicenter of the virus.
I believe they can contain, especially, outside Wuhan. But within Wuhan is kind of very hard to say.
More U.S. air carriers are stopping flights to China because of the virus. I'm Ed Donahue.
With his impeachment trial nearing its anticipated end, President Trump was campaigning in Iowa last night. That state holds his first Democratic Party caucuses on Monday. It is the first voting of the campaign season, and Mr. Trump sounded exuberant.
They want to nullify your ballots, poison our democracy, and overthrow the entire system of government. That's not happening, I can tell you that.
It is EU Departure Day for the UK, 2 days after the European Parliament formally approved it. It comes after well over 3 years of political wrangling in London since the 2016 Brexit referendum. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.